And now this is a dictation for Robert, Di Belvis, D as in David, I, V as in Victor, E-L, V as in boy, I-S-S. May 1237, address as a letter to Dr. Friston, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Friston, follow up for Robert, who has advanced renal failure hypertension, last visit in August. Blood pressure is running very low, symptomatic. You have stopped the losartan. He says to be eating poor, no reported nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, diarrhea, bleeding, has chronic dyspnea, limited mobility from compression fracture, pain still is an issue, underlying bladder cancer, recent evaluation at Sparrow, bladder tumor removed, and then cystoscopy repeat and scraping procedure. I reviewed the operative note available from January 15. They instill inside the bladder gemcitabine, G-E-M-C-I-T-A-B-I-N-E. I review medications. I will highlight hydralazine Norvasc water pills, also beta blockers. Today blood pressure was 82 over 20 right-sided. Looks ill. Still alert, Orientis time 4, no respiratory distress. There is distant breath sounds, but no localizable wheezes. Distant heart tones, but no pericardial rap, no gross arrhythmia. Obesity of the abdomen without any tenderness, no gross edema. Most recent chemistries from February. This is after procedures, creatinine 3.2, which is worse than baseline. There is low white blood cell lymphocytes. There is anemia, normal platelets, normal sodium potassium acid base, normal calcium phosphorus, low albumin, GFR 18. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Hypotension, probably hypovolemic. Poor oral intake and effect of medications. He denies gross hematuria post-procedure or any other sources of bleeding. He's not running a fever, and there is nothing to suggest respiratory symptoms, no chest pain or increase of dyspnea. Urine is not grossly cloudy. I advise him to be evaluated and admitted to the hospital, as well as adjustment medications. He declines. We will stop the hydralazine, Norvasc, Demadex. We will continue same beta blockers, also off the losartan. He was instructed to go to the emergency room if symptoms worsen. He lives at home with apparently wife and daughter. no indication for dialysis. Also discuss in detail prolonged visit by reviewing external records and discussing educating patient, end of dictation,